Justin Flick back with you. We're talking Jeff West boys basketball now, joined by head coach Matt Tinsley. The Tigers are 7-9 on the season, back 5-5 in the Big 7 League with two good wins since last time we spoke, coach. You defeated Hiawatha 55-37 and then win a close one against Santa Fe Trail last night 59-53, and you win both these games at home. I'm sure you're happy with the wins, especially to get a tight win after so many close losses last night. Overall, do you feel like it's been a pretty good stretch for your team?
It has, and you can see it in our play. You know, we just look so poised out there. We're making basketball plays. You know, we credit the kids for this. The kids, you know, they decided they're going to fight through and really work together, and we've seen some great team basketball. You know, in the game last night, like I said, another close one, but I never feel like we lost control. You know, they made some runs, but we answered right back, and we're glad to start seeing those things kind of carry over in the games that we preach. Practice, you know, in practice we've been focusing a lot on, you know, end of the game situations and how we're going to handle them. Got to credit the boys, they did an excellent job.
How big has Alex Miller been? He's scored in double digits now for like 5-6 consecutive games, but he's had 40 total in the last two games. It would seem like, just looking at some scoring, that he's kind of stepped up his play for you.
He has, you know, and we need somebody to give us some points in the paint, and our guards and everybody else doing a great job feeding, you know, giving the ball when he's finishing. Yeah, that's a plus for our team. And, you know, when you start the game with some easy buckets inside, you know, that basket just gets bigger for everybody else.
You got, as we look at your schedule now, four games left, all, of course, league games and all rematches. You're on the road at Holton on Friday, and then Nemaha Valley, Sabetha, and Royal Valley. These are the four teams that are ahead of you right now as far as the standings go. Obviously, four very good teams, but with your team winning two in a row, are you excited about your team getting a little confidence and swagger back and hopefully being able to knock off some of these teams now down the stretch?
Yeah, we are, and it is all about confidence, and I believe that my team, you know, belongs in the same breath with those teams. You know, we have great players, and they're really good kids, and they're buying into what we preach and talk about. And there's a couple other kids I want to talk about here, you know, dealing with last night's game. You know, we're a tight game, one point lead. Brett Rickliffe comes up with a big play, comes up with a steal, gets a bucket on the other end. You know, Zach Baker gets an offensive rebound. You know, he gives us that extra possession where, once again, we get a bucket late in the game to kind of give us that boost. You know, Dalton Dean hit a big three. Second half, you know, Keegan Kennedy doesn't play a lot of minutes, but when he's in there, you know, he and Wyatt Miller kind of make things happen. You know, Keegan had a great steal, one of those hustle plays, and those, you know, even though it doesn't show points on the scoreboard, those are great plays. Like I said, Alex has been a dominating force inside, and Corey Brown had a double-double last night, 13 points, 12 assists, I'm sorry, 10 assists. So guys are really kind of finding their niche there, and we're really pleased with how we're playing. And we're looking forward to the rest of the season.
Yeah, it helps with everybody kind of setting into a comfortable role and certainly playing well together. Well, best of luck with your big games that you got coming up, Coach. Keep it rolling, and we'll chat with you again next week. Hey, Coach Matt Tinsley of the Tigers on the Jeff West Locker Room Chat, which is a service each week of Country Harvest Apple Market on Highway K4 in Meriden.